If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
And she vomited on this dick, and I say fucking awesome.
And Tyler Fudge!
I ended up having a fucking army of penguins myself.
Suplex City Limits!
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 205 of Suplex City Limits for March 16th, 2019. Hitting you with so many rights, you'll be begging for a left. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's Canada's favorite son, my co-host.
Yes, and your mother's favorite son, too, because you know your mother fucks all the sons. So, you know, it's me, Tyler Fudge.
My mother was in a car accident this week.
Well, shit.
That in
on
itself's
that.
Not funny.
No, that is
but
not
you
the
talking
funny.
About fucking moms. That's
yeah,
pretty
your
good.
Mother is in North Dakota or wherever. I don't know if you've ever said it, so I'm not going to be the first one to do it.
Parts unknown.
Yeah, parts unknown. But she's parts there, unknown. Man. She's not in Canada though, so she's out of my jurisdiction.
Jurisdiction. Suplex City Limits available for listening. If you're a fine podcast or found, you can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. Now until Monday, use the code MADNESS. Save 15% on all of our gear. You can also donate on Patreon, become a producer of the show, get yourself a shout out like bad motherfuckers, be rad Brad, Caleb Morganfield, he's not balding, Christopher Spaulding, Casey, see money, Casey, infamous Chris Savage, our friends at the Smack It Down podcast, check those guys out. They cover a lot of stuff that we don't, including WXW, Progress, and other things. We've got the Rice-A-Roni Jabroni, Ty Loney, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, Insane Ian Jackson, Max's Garage, and Plain Vanilla, Martin Corns. You can also donate on our PayPal, suplexcitylimits at Gmail, like deep in your snatch, Cody fucking Hatch.
Mm.
So, before we get going, let's get into the weed of the week. What are you smoking over there, sir?
Sir, I am smoking a great little indica blend of Ice Wreck. Now, Jim, would you like to know Ice Wreck's? See, now Ice Wreck has many, many different qualities that it can get you, right? But it combines two high potency strains, Ice and Train Wreck, and yeah. Fucking kills you. It says it
train
gives
wreck
you,
fucks you up on its own.
Fuck yeah! So it says it gives you a cerebral high of sativa with a deep body stone of an indica. So, I mean, my whole body's fucked. My mind's fucked. I'm fucked. I'm ready to go.
Holy shit. Sounds like a great fucking blend for podcasting.
Right. Yeah. For that's why we're a 6-star show.
Yeah. Over here, we got the Lemon Alien Dog.
Wow.
Crossbred with lemon kush to create this pungent hybrid cannabis strain. Large chunky buds radiate with sweet and sour fruity notes dominated by the zesty scent of lemon. Lean slightly to the indica side of the genetic spectrum. So there you go.
Now,
it lets your body sink into deep relaxation while the mind floats away to happy escapes.
Nah. All I could think of when you said... What can you say that name again, Jim?
Lemon alien dog.
Lemon alien dog. All I could think of for some reason was like two-headed dog, or is it three-headed dog? What's the song called?
No idea what they're talking about.
Fair enough, man. Lost over everybody's head, just like everything in my life. So let's go.
Yeah. So with it's suffice to say, stoned as fuck as usual here at the show. Let's get into it this week. We've got some Mark Tank. We've got the top three. We've got news, and who knows what else we'll get into. So as we do, let's start off every week with this week's top three after this word from our sponsor.
It's sexy, it's wild, and it's all Missy. It's the 1994 WCW calendar, featuring the First Lady of World Championship Wrestling, Missy Hyatt. Loaded with 12 months worth of unforgettable images. The 1994 WCW Missy poster calendar. It's yours for only $9.95 each plus postage and handling by calling 1-800-4-WCW-NOW. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Suplex City. Limit.
Top.
These Duplex City Limits top three are our top three matches of the week. There was a lot to choose from this week, but let's start it off in no particular order with Naito versus Ibushi from the New Japan Cup.
Yes, yes. And if we're going in no particular order, I will say, though, this is the best match I've seen this week, for sure.
Yeah, this was the best of the three, yes. Certainly.
This was
these two
amazing.
Beat the shit out of each other.
Oh, they did not care 1 ounce for each other's neck. Not a bit. No care in the world.
Does Ibushi hate his neck more or his opponent's neck more?
I would have to say his own.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. These guys dropping each other on their necks and shit. Which, I don't condone, but you can do whatever you want to do. That's cool.
Hey, man, it's your neck.
Your life, yes. Exactly. You do it with your neck what you want, bro.
Yeah, like, I don't want nobody to tell me what to do with my neck, but I would like for them to give me some sound advice.
Yeah. Very good match. Definitely the match of the week.
Yeah, just brawling outside, just a tombstone onto the apron that wasn't really a tombstone, but it looked like it fucking wrecked him.
Also, we got Ishii and Nagata. Another great match here. I've been enjoying this feud, so this was good. These two just beat the shit out of each other. No neck drops or any of that shit, but just slapping the fuck out of each other. Very good.
Yeah, and this match was supposed to happen on those American cards that they had over here. And what was it? Was it January or was it February? The two American cards.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, Ishii, future Hall of Famer. Nagata, a current Suplex City Limits Hall of Famer. Really good match worth checking out from that show. And then the third on the top three, we have the three-way from WWE Fastlane, Brian, Ali, and Owens, which is a pretty good match.
It was, especially for just being thrown together as it was. Brian is just playing a great heel. There were some great spots in there as well, like with Brian delivering that knee to Ali as he was diving off the rope. Oh, just fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, really good match. We'll talk more a little bit about Fastlane here, but tons of great matches. Also, I'd give honorable mentions to Tanahashi and Umino. The story in that match is great. I think the crowd actually thought Umino was going to win at one point, which is crazy.
I did hear that at some point in time, like the match does elevate to a point where you could believe Umino winning, which at some points in time wouldn't surprise me in a New Japan ring. Sometimes they pull it off really well. And from my opinion, another honorable mention would be Goto and Sonata from, I believe, night four of the New Japan Cup. Yeah. So
that was good. Okada Elgin's a good one.
Yeah.
Suzuki Kojima. A lot of good shit this week.
Oh, yeah. This New Japan Cup first round has been stellar so far. Second round's going to be just as good, even better, maybe. So get ready for it.
Looking forward to that shit. Hard to keep up, though, because it's like every single night.
Oh, yeah. I know. I don't watch the whole show. If I see a match on that picture that intrigues me, I'll watch it.
Exactly. So that is a top three. We can talk a little bit about Fastlane. It was a while ago at this point.
I thought the show was too long.
I thought parts of it were boring. you know, your standard WWE sort of affair.
Yep. I mean, there were obvious low lights like the Simone Slop team and Sasha Banks and Bayley. That was...
Dude. The Simone Slop team earning their name on this one.
You're goddamn right
there. Just really, really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Very bad.
Those two chicks are terrible. Usos, Shane McMahon, and The Miz, you know, whatever. The turn at the end is, I don't know, whatever.
I called it from the beginning. I called it from the beginning of the match when Miz's father was wearing a Miz and Me shirt. Or no, not Miz and Me, Mac and Miz. Miz and Me is what it should be. And then Shane's wearing the Shane O'Mac shirt. So I was like, oh, Shane's turning right here, right now. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, we've expected it. And, like, is that a Mania match that we need in our lives? No.
No.
Not really.
But it's better than putting McMahon with somebody like Owens or AJ Styles. You know what I mean?
How about just not having him on the show?
Oh, I would be completely down for that. But you know that they're not going to do that. Shane has to win back the love of his father, Vince, by killing himself in the ring.
Yeah, he's been trying to do that forever. Dad, look. I'm gonna jump off this big thing. Do you love me now? Do you love me yet? Yeah, he's like a little kid, right? Dad, look at me. You're never gonna get that guy's respect.
No, man.
Yeah, good fucking luck, man. So there's that Asuka Mandy Rose. You know, Mandy Rose isn't ready. We all know that. They don't know that, I guess. But
what a garbage finish too at the apron spot. My God. Tripping over the apron.
Oh, dude, they fucked it up.
Oh, completely.
They fucked it up, and then they did it again on Raw, and they fucked it up again. Yeah. Or SmackDown, excuse me.
Yeah. It just reversed it. Had Deville get the pin, right?
They tried the apron spot again.
Yeah, but wasn't it Deville in the match and Mandy outside, or was Mandy inside?
I don't remember, dude.
I didn't fucking watch it, man. SmackDown. I'm not watching that.
You know, that handicap match shit with Kofi. It's so heavy-handed. Now what? He has to win a gauntlet match this week?
Yeah. And it's so heavy-handed. In that gauntlet match is AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan, I think. Or not Daniel Bryan. I don't know. Somebody else that's of prominence. So, like, he's got to be... Like, those guys are going to take a loss to Kofi Kingston on the way to WrestleMania?
I don't know.
I think it's Samoa Joe.
It's so heavy-handed.
Oh, yeah. There's too much going on.
If you need it, that's fine. But this doesn't require it. He was over as fuck. Like, there's no point to all this stuff. It doesn't add anything. It doesn't make it hotter. It actually kind of cools it down because it makes people like, ugh, fuck it, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't think it was necessary to do any of this, but...
I agree completely. You know, but, I mean, at the same time, it did... I wouldn't believe that they would chant Kofi the way they did in the main event if it wasn't for this spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, those guys are lucky that they were able to get that crowd back, because that almost ended up being another one of those WWE main event shit shows, you know?
Yeah, they did. And, you know, God bless them. You know, like Mustafa Ali did, you know, allow the crowd to get behind him for a bit. But then they'd remember, oh boy, this is not Kofi. Boo him.
And, dude, where did he come from? Like, on the show, all of a sudden, he's out there. It's like, this show felt to me booked on the fly. It felt like WCW back there just trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt is what it
felt like.
Because
I don't know, when did that come about? That came about on this show, didn't it?
What, Ali? Well, Ali was supposed to be in the Elimination Chamber match. But then he got injured, and Kofi took a spot.
He wasn't put in that match on SmackDown last week. He was put on the show. No.
Basically, what they tried to do was when Vince told Kofi that he was in the three-way, and that three-way is next, I think what they were trying to do was, okay, well, Kofi goes out there. There is three men in the ring, so Vince was kind of dealing with that, but he actually did make it a three-way. Only he didn't really say that, you know what I mean? So, fuck it.
I don't know. Fuck it, dude. It just felt like they were just making shit up as they went backstage.
What a doubt, though.
Four-way was... Yeah, I thought the four-way was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Why Joe pins Ray instead of R-Truth is beyond me.
That you think that's yeah. why R-Truth would be in that match.
But I was going to bring it up last week, but I totally forgot to. R-Truth won the U.S. title the last week of January, and he lost it the first week of March.
Mm-hmm. So,
and February is Black History Month, in case you're not aware. I just thought that was pretty pretty blatant, you know?
I mean, I can see it, yeah. You know, it's
that, or we're looking too deep into something that's not. But I mean, it's WWE.
Wouldn't surprise yeah. me at all. You know, it really wouldn't. Like, I would not be surprised if every October we got a champion for the women's titles that had breast cancer at some point in time.
The newest star that's like one tit or something. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I'm waiting for the next women's superstar to have three.
Three, like that broad from Total Recall.
You're fucking right, buddy. You're fucking right.
You know what we need? A three-titted woman. Go put that on Twitter. See how that goes for you. Should I? You can't say shit on Twitter these days, kids. No, don't. No. Because when you do shit, it always comes back to me. Anyway, the main event, you know, we talked about the Lynch and Flair. I thought it was fucking, the ending is dumb. I don't know. It's what we expected with Rousey and shit.
Yeah, it's exactly what you expected. It was Becky just, well, you know, even if you look at it too, it was stupid. It was completely more idiotic than I ever thought it could be. You know what I mean? Like, she's going into this match with her bum fucking knee, and we're supposed to believe that she was goating Ronda on the whole time to come out and punch her in the chest? Like, come on, man. Yeah. Come on.
I love it, too, that she has this match. She's in the figure four and all this bullshit. And then on Tuesday, she comes out and throws the crutch and is like barely. It's, you know, it's the shit, man. It's just their stories are garbage. We've talked about that a million times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. And then the main event, you know, it was pretty good, I guess. You know, I don't know. I don't care about WWE anymore. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what to say about it, but I don't like it anymore, and I'm not really watching it. So
no, there's nothing not really. Sorry. No, God, no, not sorry at all. The build to WrestleMania is really what put the nail in the coffin for me to not really going back and watching week by week.
Yeah, you know, there's some stuff that'll be all right. Kofi and Brian, is that going to be a three-way? It seems like every match is like three ways and four ways and six ways.
they do have a lot of multi-man matches set up for WrestleMania,
and like all of them,
pretty much. Yeah, like, well, you got AJ Styles and Randy Orton, and Batista and Triple H. Well, yeah, I mean, you got three or four, but then there's a bunch of multi-man matches. I'm sure there's going to be a huge schmoz for the women's title, going to be a huge schmoz for one of the female titles, the SmackDown title, and then the three-way for the women's. I would imagine a huge schmoz for the U.S. and the Intercontinental. And
Styles Orton is actually a decent, if not cliche, build.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that, like, the guy that they're making fun of for being an indie guy and a bingo hole and all that, he's going to lose probably. So that's not going to make it any better.
I would imagine that's exactly how it's going to go.
So he makes fun. I mean, it'd be one thing if he made fun of him for being like an indie guy and bingo halls and all this, and then, you know, Styles still won. That would be something. But I feel like, other than, you know, things that they have to maybe go heel, they better give the fucking people everything they want this year, honestly, or they're going to see some record low shit after that. You know what I'm saying?
I agree completely.
The numbers have been shit, and horrible. People a lot of, you know, I don't know. You better just give them everything. You better just put the title on Becky. You better do it for Kofi. You better just give them everything. The build for this was a lot of bullshit. A lot of heels win, a lot of heels. If they lose, then, you know, it just seemed like a lot of heel shit on this. So,
I mean, they're trying really hard to try to surprise people too much. You know what I mean? I feel like as if they think that they can draw more, you know, flies with twists and turns, you know, like M. Night Shyamalan. Guess what happened to M. Night Shyamalan? Too many twists and turns. Nobody watches those movies no more.
Yeah. At the end of Fastlane, I found out I was dead the whole time, dude. That was the twist ending there. So yeah, Fastlane, I thought it was I'd give it like 4 out of 10. Missy Hyatt calendars out of 10.
I'm gonna give her 5 Tommy Rich blowjobs out of 10. Missy Hyatt Tommy Rich blowjobs out of 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, underage too, right?
Yes, 16. 16. Jim, I did tweet, by the way, 3 boobed wrestler, yay or nay?
Great. Great. I say, yeah, man.
I do too. I should have had a poll.
Are we going to get
honestly.
A woman and. Are we going to get a woman and put a, like, put another, like, a fake tit in between? Or. I mean, how are we going to do it? We're gonna have to get an implant in the middle.
You would have to, just like the girl from Total Recall, I suppose. I know there's a stripper that comes to GP that has 3 boobs.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, dead serious. Yeah.
Oh man,
plastic surgery. You
take some bumps and shit. Dude, I think I did see that. Oh, you're right. There is a bitch out there doing that.
Yeah, she probably goes all over the world, bitch, like that.
Get her
little,
in the ring.
Little person that comes here.
She can't be any worse than fucking Dana Brooke or something.
Dana Brooke's not looking too bad these days. From what I've seen on Raw. I didn't watch Raw. We'll see a picture on the internet on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll get back to Dana Brooke in this week's Mark Tank. So that is Fastlane. Let's move from that into the news of the week.
This week in the news, praise Lord, hallelujah, Stevie Ray gets into the Hall of Fame, sucker, voted in by his peers. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. Harlemeter in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
They're in our Hall of Fame, and I remember when they got in our Hall of Fame years ago, there was a little bit of pushback about Stevie Ray being shitty. People saying that, like, Booker should be solo. Fuck Harlem Heat because of Stevie. But as he found out, as he said, he was chosen by his peers to be in the Hall of Fame.
His peers. What a fucking guy. I popped so hard when I read that tweet.
Still not the worst wrestler in the Hall of Fame, but maybe in our Hall of Fame. There was that. What else we got going on in the news this week?
Well, let's see here. If you want to go into a deep dive, Lance Storm joins Impact as a producer.
Yeah, that's that's pretty good. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, no,
I could get behind that.
I think it was just like something that came out yesterday. So, yeah, Lance Storm's got nothing but knowledge to bring to a product. I'm shocked that nobody's hired him to do this until now.
Yeah, it's a good call. Can bring some logic to it. I don't know how, great he's going to be as far as, like, creativity and shit, but he knows what's going on. He's not going to sign off on dumbass shit.
No.
So that's good.
No.
Joey Ryan wrestled my favorite fucking indie female, Priscilla Kelly, this week, and she vomited on his dick, and I say fucking awesome. He gives her an airplane spin. The spins, of course, make her nauseous, and she puked down his trunks.
Oh, yeah, that's
pretty fucking awesome.
That's stellar, if you ask me. Why did I see
you didn't like the vomit last time, right?
No, but this one's different. This one is puke on a dick. I can get over that. That's great.
Yeah, I like that chick, man. I like her as like the fucking Gigi Allen of indie wrestling. I see, that's good shit. And I still say, dude, butt plug spot. Pull a butt plug out and put it in their mouth for a mandible claw style submission.
Yes, and call it the Sue. You know,
called Sue?
Yeah. You've never heard one of those soothers be called a Sue? take the butt plug and use it as a soother for him. Go right to sleep.
Oh, okay. So that happened. That was good. Santino Marella has some blowback this week. Why would make you go on Twitter and say this shit? In an interview, he said that transgender women wrestling cis females is wrong.
Yeah, I mean, so,
this was on an Impact Twitch stream. Great, dude.
Have you ever looked at how many people watch those Impact Twitch streams for like those videos of him talking?
Yeah,
not a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, that's ridiculous for one thing, but why would you say that anyway, you know?
You especially gotta be asking for a backlash, you know?
Yeah, he's got some pretty fucking backward views. Dude, did you see, just kind of talking about Impact, that Disco Inferno has been around on there?
Yeah, I have seen that, dude, and like, backstage segments and bullshit.
This week's show, he has like a demonstration of skills. Should be a very short fucking segment, but
well, you can do the dance.
Yeah,
that's about it. A stunner.
Yeah, the chart topper, please.
Is that chart what he called me? Is the chart topper? Chart buster.
One of the. Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, dude, like, see, like, for everything that Impact does good, then they have like weird shit, like Glenn and Gilberti walking around, and that's just weird.
It is. It's borderline fucking pathetic, if you ask me.
That's like only one Glenn degree Gilberti away from Russo.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the left arm.
Yeah, bro, I haven't heard about that guy, man. You remember when you used to hear about him all the time? I haven't heard shit about that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like Jesus banned him from tweeting or something.
What else did we have? Some NXT stuff. ACH made his debut at a taping.
What was his name? So. Something god awful and horrible.
Oh, is it different?
Oh yeah, it's not ACH. It's like Albert.
Oh, He has yet to get a new in-ring name and went by his real name, Albert Hardy Jr. That's not bad.
I mean, it's no ACH. I'd rather Midnight ACH Cannonball than for? Albert Hardy Jr.
Yeah. What is ACH supposed to stand for?
I don't know.
Should just go by Midnight Cannonball again.
I think so. I think Midnight Cannonball will work tremendously. Or Black Tiger.
Yeah. Trevor Lee, Jonah Rock were also part of the group there. They made some debuts on house shows. They both lost in their debuts. So.
Yeah, what a shocker.
Jonah Rock defeated by Riddick Moss, dude. Really?
That's
fucking shits.
Yeah, Riddick Moss must be just fucking feeling just over the moon. Finally getting the victory.
Yeah, that dude's trash.
He is.
Chelsea Green suffers an injury during like her first NXT taping. She's been working house shows. Yeah. I guess it's the first one and she broke her wrist.
Yeah, literally halfway through the match.
Yeah. So there's that. You know, I like her, man. I thought she did really good work in Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
There at the end of the last season.
She was good in Impact as well. You know, she was also one of the highlights of the Tough Enough show.
Yeah. She's really hot. She doesn't mind fucking a dude who collects wrestling toys. I mean, yeah,
taking one for the team, man.
I mean, yeah, she's a win there, guy. I like her.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I agree completely. And she's got a nice shitter, too.
Goddamn, I'll tell you what, she got a nice shitter. Call her. That's a pretty fucking vulgar term for an ass. A shitter.
That's why I like it.
Dumper might be a really good one.
Dumper is a good one, yeah.
Stokely Hathaway and Robbie E have signed with WWE.
Yes, I wonder what that means about Robbie E's podcast. Does he even still do that anymore?
I don't know. I don't listen to it anymore.
I don't either.
It was pretty good for a while. I had a couple of good episodes, and then there was real stretches and, you know, people I wasn't that interested in.
Yeah. Like the Marty Jannetty one was fantastic.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
What a mess that guy is.
Hits you with a drop kick, Marty Jannetty. Yeah, and what else we got?
Eminem Blue. Strikes a deal with the WWE.
I've heard that's actually been taken back.
Really?
He does not agree with that. So.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, this Bloom cat is the son of former WWE superstar Wayne Bloom, who wrestled as Bo Beverly.
Bo Beverly from the Beverly Brothers, right? Managed by the Genius. Fuck yes.
And they had that crazy assless like finish that just murder jobbers.
Yeah. Yes, they would. They would just fucking krill them.
Those guys in general would just beat the fuck out of people, man.
I was always a secret fan of Beverly Brothers when I was a kid.
Yeah. I mean, don't blame me there. John Waltman is guest coaching at NXT. He also says he wouldn't mind being a part of the 205 Live brand and is not opposed to getting another run on TV. Bro, come on.
Do we really need a ripped asshole on live television?
I mean, nothing against John Waltman, but dude, you were going to go to 205 Live?
Dude, what are you going to do to that dog when you're in the ring?
You have it like sit on a little pedestal like they did with the.
You can't train a dog like you can train a cat. Like, he's no Teddy Hart.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the bulldog sat outside.
Well, yes. That's true. I bet you couldn't stop him from shitting everywhere, though.
Yeah, maybe. There was that. I don't know. Not a lot of news this week, really.
No, it was quite a slow news week. I suppose we could talk about the Ronda Rousey video that came out.
Was there another one?
Oh, was that last week? My bad. I forgot. Yeah,
that one last week. You didn't see it. Maybe some of the folks listening did. On Raw, they did a very terrible thing where those dudes from SNL send Braun Strowman a convertible.
I heard about this, yes.
Yeah. And they have a toy within minutes. A toy. So destroyed.
I was told that toy is an old toy that they wanted. They done this angle to offload the rest of the toys. That's what I heard.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
it's like the same car too as the toys.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid.
You'd think that's very expensive. Like, how much profit are you going to make off those toys?
Well, no, it's just like when they did that with the shark cage. Remember, they like all of a sudden they started putting that in a bunch of matches because they had a toy with it.
Yeah. Now, mind you, I wouldn't be surprised if kids just eating that up. But the cost of destroying the car and getting the permits to destroy said car can't outweigh the profits of a fucking car and an action figure, can it?
Oh, sure it can.
Yeah,
sure it can.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I just thought that was really dumb. And like. They're just like shooting angles around shit they're selling. It's crazy.
Yeah. But now, mind you, movies have been doing it for years too. Like, I know that one of the Batman movies back in the day was made to have a huge line of toys, and that's why like they had the March of the Penguins and Batman Returns and stuff like that, so they could sell penguin action figures. And motherfucker, every goddamn aunt I had all over the world sent me a pack of those penguins. I ended up having a fucking army of penguins myself.
There you go. I don't know. I don't know if I have other news this week, really.
No, that's all I got for news. I don't feel bad about it, Jim.
The tuna Meltzer was under fire early this week. I was like, why is Dave Meltzer trending?
Nia Jax decided to listen to 45 seconds of a Observer. She should listen to more so that she can get fucking taught about wrestling.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this is just sort of like finally have a chance to say something back to that guy. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Is he talked shit on her, and rightfully so, for a long time. And this is her opportunity to, you know, send a little bit of shit his way. Just the hate out there for that guy, just in general, there's a million things, not even wrestling related. There's like a whole podcasting thing with the dude from Sword and Scale. Who had a whole thing. He lost his platform. He lost fucking everything over sharing a meme that had the word cunt in it.
What?
So, yeah. Yes, sir. Mike Boudet from Sword and Scale. It was the day before International Women's Day, as if he's supposed to check his calendar, but posted the meme about, you know, it said cunt in it. It was kind of like a joke thing. It was like, I don't understand dumb cunts. Maybe I should, I don't know, open one up, or I don't know, whatever it was. It's like a serial killer thing, because that's what the show is about. But some people started this whole thing, and yeah, he got kicked off of Wondery, which is like a really big platform for podcasts, and he's had to take his show, you know, completely private now, and it's like this whole thing. You know, that's how it is nowadays. You say one thing, and they fucking show up with torches and pitchforks, and once they destroy you and leave your fucking body laying, they just move on to the next thing, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think the future's just going to get worse for that kind of shit.
I feel like it will, unless, you know, the vocal minority becomes the true minority. You know what I mean? Like, social media, to me, Twitter is 3/4 of the problem, maybe 90% of the problem. All social media is a part of the problem, because everybody just feels this false sense of security to just be whatever douchebag they feel is popular this week. And that's 3/4 of wrestling fans. And if you're wondering why nobody wants to interact with wrestling fans, this is why.
I mean, it's not even that. It's everything. It's everything. Well, yeah,
no, I mean, like, 3/4 of wrestling fans are these people.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's just crazy, man. Like we fly under the radar, you know, a lot of shows and shit. I don't tweet anything crazy. We just say our shit here. But all it would take any given week, you know, this is the one fucking loser.
Yeah, to record something.
Well, we don't have anything to lose. We don't have sponsors. We can't get kicked off of anything.
No. What's Podbean not going to let us host there no more?
Fuck it. We'll just put it on our website. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Bitch. At least in the past, like, if I have to send out fucking USB thumb drives to everybody, fucking postal mail every week, we'll do that shit.
Email a fucking Google Drive link.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You will continue to get this show.
Yes.
I assure you of that. Unless one of us goes to jail.
Which, I mean, that wouldn't be unlikely either, would it?
Could happen. I might just lose my shit somewhere, you know, like, oh, Jim, he fucking lost it, man, in this restaurant. He fucking started beating the shit out of the waitress. And like, that sounds like him.
Yeah. Something about a dog making its way into the restaurant.
Oh, fuck, dude. You might, dude. If somebody had a fucking emotional support dog in a fucking restaurant, I would probably have a problem, because I would say something to him. Sorry that you have to carry a dog around everywhere because your dad didn't go to your baseball games when you were a kid.
Yeah, Sean Holtman.
Yeah, you fucking dick. He needs that dog to cope with having sex with China. You know? It's just,
yes.
It's PTSD. Every time he sees a small penis, he gets flashbacks of her clit. She's a real meaty. Real meaty clit.
Every time somebody brings up the word click, he just has flashbacks to China's clit.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Fever dreams.
Talk about clits that look like baby penises,
yeah.
Well, I'm an alien dog, dude.
Just fucking kicking you.
Yeah, just blowing helichronic smoke over there, bitch.
Now that could be your support, though. Lemon alien dog.
Yeah.
If I could, I'd take a lemon alien dog into a restaurant for sure.
Yeah. How do we not have some kind of, like, use coupon code SCL to save 10% at, like, bongs.com or something?
Because they're idiots, Jim.
Yeah. Like, we should be selling bongs on this show.
Yeah. Oh, and Jim, hear this. In about 3 weeks, you'll be back into Tyler Fudge smoking weed during the shows. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Instead of just beforehand.
Yeah, baby. Get ready for a shit show. It's coming.
There you go.
Get those coupons ready.
You're moving?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. That's good. That situation seemed like it would be ass.
I mean, I like it. I don't mind it at all. But, I mean, they're moving to another town, another city. So I don't want to move to another city. I want to stay where I am.
There you go. Kurt Angle is having a farewell match at WrestleMania. Who do you want to see him wrestle?
A part of me would like to see Joe.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to do fucking old Impact shit.
No, I don't think so either. But another side of me, just because I'm 100% sure this is the way they're going to go, Kurt Angle, John Cena, and just to keep my hopes low, just, yeah, Kurt Angle, John Cena. to me, the story doesn't make sense. A lot of people are like, oh, Kurt Angle was John Cena's first match. It fits for John Cena to be Kurt Angle's last opponent. It's like, well, no. You know, Kurt Angle's first match might fit for Kurt Angle's last opponent, not John Cena.
How about Chad Gable?
That would be a great match, but it would be crickets in the ring, if you ask me. You know what I mean?
Well, like, yeah, right.
The crowd would not understand what's going on here. But the story of two Olympic wrestlers? That could be the real Kurt Angle's son?
Yeah, exactly. What's that other cat, man? Hadn't he had, like, issues with his hand and shit?
He was having a bunch of injury issues. I don't know. Jordan? I think he's cleared, though.
Yeah. I'll pass on that, you know? We don't need the Jason Jordan return, do we?
No, I would rather see him not at all, honestly.
I'm curious if we're going to ever see Bray Wyatt come back. Him and his fucking girlfriend are both off the show.
What, they got fucking mono again or what?
No, there's nothing wrong with them. They've just been off the show. So
that's a shame too, because JoJo's ass. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, dude. I'd love that. They're like, we're gonna pay you, but we're taking you off TV and shit. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, whatever. I'd be like, okay, yeah, especially Bray Wyatt and his chubby figure. Yeah. He can't wait.
Right. Well, it means, like, do I get to be on the road with this, you know, fucking dime piece fucking chick?
Yeah.
She is a fucking dime.
Oh, man, she is all the dimes. She is a nice, shiny American dime worth the fucking about 7 Canadian cents.
She's a fucking roll of dimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes
me feel like a roll of dimes, if you know what I'm saying.
So, yeah, that's, you know, they brought Kurt Angle back. You know, he did some matches and shit, but nearly nothing of merit. You know, the Shield thing was kind of cool, and this will probably be pretty cool, but a lot of the other shit was just pointless, you know? Him getting fucking destroyed by McIntyre and, like, not only beat by McIntyre but embarrassed and made to be a fool. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they really even know, do they?
Fair enough. So, yeah, that's about all the news I got. They have set up more shit for the NXT card. I guess we'd be spoiling some of the taping shit if we talk about it. So maybe we'll just wait.
Yeah, some people might get a little upset over it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Fair enough.
I've never been one to care about spoilers.
Yeah, you know. Well, that's the big build, so maybe
it is the big build. I agree. If there's either one to not give out, this is probably the one to not do it.
One thing we could talk about, the Ring of Honor anniversary show, the 17th anniversary, is taking place as we speak right now. Yes.
Yeah, right now it's being held.
Yeah. Talk about that. I'll watch it for next week, but.
Oh, definitely.
Man, I don't know about Ring of Honor. This is the 17th anniversary show, and this card is just.
It's lackluster. Really, as a main event, Jay Lethal and Matt Taven of your anniversary show?
Right. Yeah.
Come on.
I have a real hard time buying Taven as a main event guy.
Oh, yeah. It's because he's not.
Oh, I know why. Because he's not. And then they got Bandito Rush, which I think is going to be fucking great. But, you know, we said from the beginning of that signing, we're like, oh, I'd keep those guys apart.
Yeah, I mean, it's not one thing you'd want to do at the beginning. I would build that story.
Seems like a very lazy sort of, well, just throw them together.
Yeah, they're Mexicans. Yeah. Let's nothing. It's Mexican, not Mexicant.
That is like the match of the show for me. I'm looking forward to that.
Without a doubt, it's going to be fantastic.
You know, the Briscoes taking on Villain Enterprises, which is Brody King and PCO. That could be all right.
It could be. Brody King's got a broken hand and he's working with PCO, so probably not.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. They know he had a broken hand.
Yeah, no, I just found out today.
It's for the ROH World Tag Team Championship. The winners advance to the G1 Supercard to face the Gorillas of Destiny in a winner-take-all match. So that's interesting. Hopefully it's the Briscoes.
I'd like to see the Briscoes do it too, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't mean those guys don't want to go over there or what, but
that division could use the Briscoes. Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, that just the Japanese division could really fucking use the Briscoes because the tag division's weak.
It is. I did hear though that the Japanese crowd didn't really take to them.
Like they weren't a fan.
Well, yeah, and it does suck. I don't know how well the hillbilly American gimmick goes over in Japan, you know?
I don't know. Like, I think they would be great heels over there.
Oh, I agree completely.
And their matches are fucking awesome, so.
Yeah.
We've also got Kenny King, Marty Scurll, just in a match. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever. Well, see, and the thing is, too, at the end, at the G1 special, you got Marty Scurll taking on the champion, which I assume is going to be Jay Lethal.
Right.
So, like, this is what else could you get, really, Marty Scurll to do? You can't really put him in a high-profile showing where you know he's going to win because he's going to the next show. So you put him against a guy like Kenny King just to keep him on the card, keep him relevant, give him a win.
Yeah. Iwatani defends against Kelly Klein.
Boo. Fuck that match, man.
Yeah. Like, Kelly
Klein is amazing, but I don't need to see Kelly Klein. I don't need to at all.
Yeah, she's really bad. I remember we watched that one pay-per-view and it like offended me how bad she was. And then they put the belt on her too.
Same match.
Yeah, abysmal. Cobb versus Shane Taylor for the ROH Television Championship. That should be badass.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Especially with Shane Taylor cutting weight. You know what I mean? He's getting a little bit smaller. He's more mobile. His matches are easier to watch. I like it.
Yeah, a couple of fucking hosses there.
Yeah.
Mark Haskins and Tracy Williams taking on the Kingdom.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it could be an entertaining match at least. You know, Mark Haskins is great. Tracy Williams is really good.
And they're called Lifeblood.
It's a pretty fuego name if you ask me, but
and Gresham versus Silas Young also.
Well, that's gonna be fucking great. Jonathan Gresham against Silas Young, that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, so all in all, pretty good show. I just thought like it lacked that big main event, you know. It should have been, if Lethal's your champion, Lethal should be taking on somebody other than Matt Taven. I'm sorry.
No, I agree 100%
you know, even if it was Rouge or Bandido.
Yeah, you know? Both of them, fuck it.
Both of them. Yeah. We'll see. It's going to be interesting. You know, are you going to put one of Bandido or over Rouge? Or one's going over? Or are they going to do a fuck finish? You know, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I would put Rouge over.
Yeah.
Just because Rouge, to me, is a star you can build around. Bandido, neither one of them can really speak English. Bandito's great. But Rouge, you know, lack of mask, that hair, he's got so much charisma.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I would have kept them apart and built up. You know, they're taking out everybody, eventually build to it. It seems early to beat one of them.
I don't know.
But that's going to be pretty good. They also do doing TV tapings after that, so good shit. That's what's going on with Ring of Honor. We'll recap that show a little bit next week. I don't know. Any other news you want to talk about? You want to talk about fucking Raw or SmackDown? I mean, not really.
If you've got something for Raw and SmackDown for us to talk about, shoot it over my way.
I mean, no, not really. Not really.
Jim, what about, did you hear that the STL statistician has sent us over the final go of, top five placements?
Well, top three and /5. Do you have this like handy?
I'm getting it as we speak right now, sir.
Yeah. Shout out to our boy fucking Fat Superman, who crunched all the numbers of all of our top threes back even when we did top five to find out who, you know, to find out the order of who is at the top of the fucking, who is the top of the top three.
Yes. Should we do the top 10 top three wrestlers of SCL? In 2018.
I would like that. Yeah,
let's do that. Okay, so I'm going to give you a name and you tell me how many top three, top five placements they had, okay?
So, okay.
Number 10, Pete Dunne.
I don't know. Probably 20?
12.
12, okay.
Number 9, Okada. A surprising one.
He had more than 12?
Yep.
Wow.
Well, what do you think it was?
A 14.
13.
Oh, okay.
Ahead of Okada, we've got in at number 8, Cody Rhodes.
Really? What matches was that?
So I kind of fucked up, though. I started off with Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne's number 8.
Six-star podcast.
Number 11 was Tanahashi with 11. Number 10 was Johnny Gargano with 11. Pete Dunne 12, Okada 13. Number 8 would be Cody Rhodes with 14.
Hmm. That's interesting. It had to be some of those tag matches, obviously.
I assume so. I assume so. But me and Christopher Spaulding were talking about it, and a lot of it probably has to do with him being in New Japan and ROH at the same time.
Yeah, a lot more dates and shit. Yeah. Okay, what else we got?
In at number 7 would be a fellow Elite, Bullet Club member, I guess, Marty Scurll, with 14 as well.
Okay.
And then number this one is another shocker. Well, I suppose thinking of how many matches he would have had in 2018, it's not so much of a shock. Number 3, Kenny Omega, number 15, with 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything he does, you know, aside from like those, you know, multi-man matches he's been in, but that's interesting. All right. Yeah. What else we got?
Number 2 would be the SCL Tag Team of the Year, the Young Bucks.
All right.
With 16 placements.
I know who won.
Yes. Yes. Will Ospreay, which has been all the shit we give Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
He is. We've given him more praise and shit. Like, he's got probably like the most ups and downs in SCL history.
Where's Roderick Strong at then?
Let's see here. Can I search this list? No.
Hmm. I thought Roderick Strong would be higher. That's what started us talking about it, because remember he was in the top 3 like for 4 weeks in a row at one point.
Yeah. I don't know if I can. I'd love to be able to search, honestly. That would be awesome. But I'm just looking at it in my web browser here right now, so I can't really search. But I'm trying to figure out if I can find out where Roddy Strong would be.
And, it doesn't matter. Maybe we'll make something out of that, or a list, and post it somewhere. I don't know. How many are on there?
We've got...
There's got to be a ton.
Dude, there's a lot, because we got a lot with just one.
Wow. Yeah, super shout out.
There's 240.
So 240 people, huh? 240 different people have made the top 5/3.
Yes. Now, was this in just 2018, though?
No, it's all time.
Is it all time? Holy shit.
Yeah, it's all time.
So now what you're saying is I got to keep adding to this.
That's the question, right? I'm not sure.
Oh, I do.
Is he going to keep it up, or are you keeping it up? I mean,
I'm gonna have to ask Christopher Spaulding this question, because you know, inquiring minds have to know.
See if he'll do it.
Yeah,
try to convince him to do it. We do enough already.
Yeah. How about on top of everything else in your life, take care of our spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, maybe I'm hoping not to have to be that guy and ask you. But if you're hearing me right now, I'm talking to you.
Well, he originally is like, should I actually do that? And I'm like, no, don't do that shit. Like, Fudge is talking out his ass.
No, I think, and then I messaged him and I was like, you should do that. Or like, he messaged me and he was like, hey, I've done this much so far. I was like, fucking A, man. You're a fucking saint.
We've selected you as possibly, or you know, as definitely in the upper tier of smart people who listen to the show.
Yes. Yes.
There you go. Fucking much love for that. That's badass. Other than that, what else, man? We got the Mark Tank. I don't know. It feels like this is a very short show.
I feel like it is a very short show.
It is a very short show.
Yeah. I mean, like, we've been going for a little while. Not a long while. That's why I brought up the top 3 bit.
Yeah, very good. Number 239 is...
Well, you see, Jim, the thing is at number 239, right? You know, yeah. I don't know. I'm not going nowhere with this.
Hold four, armbar. Yeah. I was just looking to see if there's anything I want to talk about with Raw, but I don't really care.
By the way, 239 is Shinobi.
What?
Shinobi. I don't know, man. It's his name. Don't look at me.
Some weeks, especially when we had the top five, I would search like to the end of the fucking world to find awesome matches or weird matches. So back then, there was real stretches where there's guys from who fucking knows where.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's probably a good, like, 40. Jim! How many times do you think Brock Lesnar has been in the SCL Hall of Fame?
Oh, on the top three, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Right.
Like one?
Legit once.
Yeah. Once. I'm just looking at
names that have been there once. And it's like we've got Punishment Martinez, Mark Briscoe, James Storm.
When was James Storm in the top three? I don't know.
Dean Ambrose, Joey Ryan, Wolfgang.
Dean Ambrose has one?
Yeah.
Classic.
Bobby Roode has one. John Cena has one. Nakamura has one. Michael Elgin has one. Kevin Owens has one. Walter has one.
Huh. That's really interesting, man.
Yeah, think about this now. Let's see. How you want to call it? This drone has just as many as John Cena, Brock Lesnar, Michael Elgin, Kevin Owens. Just you know what I mean? Like these guys are wrestling all the time.
Yeah, well, they're wrestling in WWE.
And it does look good that Austin Aries only has one as well.
There you go. One thing I thought was interesting we talk about, WWE sent this out to a list of WWE do's and don'ts that were given to local officials prior to the WrestleMania 36 announcement for Tampa Bay, Florida. Fucking funny, these rules, dude.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
Yeah. When referring to our talent, we ask that you refer to them as WWE superstars, both for the men and women, and not as professional wrestlers. As of March 16th, our female superstars are no longer referred to as WWE divas, so please call them WWE superstars. Yeah, we got it, dude. This one's fucking funny, dude. Please refer to our company as WWE and not World Wrestling Entertainment, because it has wrestling in it, that's why. This is my favorite fucking one. Please do not refer to our company as the WWE, but rather just WWE.
Who the fuck refers to them as the WWE?
Well, a lot of people.
Do they? Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, I would say so. But, like, imagine being so anal.
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy. That's the point.
Does the NFL send a thing for the city they're going to? And, like, when you're talking about us, make sure you just say NFL, not the NFL. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. If you want to talk about us however you want to.
Yeah, please do not. And the "not" is capitalized. I don't know if that was like in the original or not. Please do not use the term professional wrestling. Instead, using WWE or sports entertainment to describe our brand. Examples. We have many WWE fans in the Tampa area, or I have always been a fan of sports entertainment. Who the fuck is going to say that?
All of them. That's the worst thing. All of them.
Oh, boy. And
just to backtrack for a second there. Sorry. Roderick Strong. Oh. He's number 14 with 9. He's tied with Tetsuya Naito.
Wow.
Yeah.
Strong went on a tear there, man, where he was just in it every week.
He really fucking did.
Then one more here. The WWE Championship or WWE title are appropriate names for the title. Okay. It is not called a belt or strap. As we know. As we fucking know. So dumb.
It is.
I hate this company. I do.
Me too. Me too.
Other little tidbit that I had this week to talk about. According to Andrew Feldman of ESPN, Rusev's loss on the Fastlane kickoff show was his 17th straight pay-per-view loss, which ties the Great Khali for longest pay-per-view losing streak in WWE history.
Good.
On a Rusev day of all fucking days, man. Yeah, come on.
Jim, I just discovered, sorry, I've been going through this spreadsheet here.
I'm all good at that,
with
yeah,
with a fine-tooth comb. And okay. We could give Will Ospreay the number two spot, technically, because Kenny Omega has 15 times on the top three.
Right.
But the Golden Lovers have 5.
Oh, yeah.
So technically, Kenny Omega has 20.
There you go. You heard it here first. That is a smarky. It just kind of shows how, like,
how much I really don't want Ospreay to be number one.
Dean Ambrose 1, Kevin Owens 1, Kenny Omega 20, Ospreay, fucking Naito, Tanahashi.
Can't argue the facts, can you?
you can. I would be curious to see who the top WWE person is.
The top WWE guy, Johnny Gargano, Pete Dunne.
No, those are NXT. Okay. I'm talking like WWE.
You're going to have to give me a second here.
Scroll.
Mustafa Ali.
Really?
Yeah, with 6.
Hmm.
And then right below him, literally in succession, is New Day and AJ Styles with 6 as well. And then okay. It goes Kyle O'Reilly, Bate, Rollins, Dane. So it's just a you know, WWE gets about 5 to 6. They're top just, guys.
That is random as shit.
But you know what, though? It works, though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at these numbers here, and all of those main roster guys all fall within the 5 to 6 number mark. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like if we were curbing it with our own interests, they would be more scattered. You know what I mean? AJ Styles would have more than he has. I feel
right. That's interesting, man. Maybe we can post it up somewhere for fucking people to look at or see what we can do with it. But yeah. That's badass. I don't know. I don't know if I have anything other than Mark Tank, man.
Well, we've got a commercial as well, Jim. We right. got more sponsors.
I was just like, do you have anything else that we can talk about? Maybe after Mark Tank, we'll do a little no holds barred conversation.
Like
maybe
we'll
get out of the wrestling ring and we'll talk about other shit.
Okay.
Who knows? But let's get to Mark Tank after this word from our sponsor.
No matter where you are with bum rustlers, it's just like being in a wrestling ring. With Hulk Hogan and Rowdy Roddy Piper.
1, 2, 3, pin!
Wherever you are, it's like real wrestling action. With Junkyard Dog and Volkov. Bum rustle anywhere with Hulk and the Iron Sheik.
Okay, kids, back to class.
Wrestle anywhere with wrestling superstars, thumb rustlers, new from LJ.
Mark is a guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. Mark is a guy.
Mark Tank, where I read Mark's comments from social media as they are typed. A Mark is every one of these sorry sons of fucking bitches. I just got 3 for you this week. A short and tight one. A top 3 Mark Tank.
3 sons of bitches. 3 sorry sons of bitches.
Those fucking thumb wrestlers, man. Those are pretty sweet.
Man, I wish I had some of those as a kid.
Yeah. I had the other finger wrestling ones as a kid. There's like Ric Flair and there's a few other guys. There's like little rubber. Oh no, I shouldn't have remembered that. Now I'm gonna be online on eBay later fucking buying them and shit.
I've done that with LJN figures though, just going by and buying big ass fucking volcanic rubber fuckers.
Yeah, buying toys and shit. This one's a long one. I guess we'll see how long I want to read it, but it's just so dumb. Dietrich von Steinman says, okay, let's face it. Kojima is not that beat up, in great shape. Why does he loses? Because of fucking cocksucker Ghetto. Who sure as fuck booked his buddy to IWGP title. Remember WCW? Remember how bookers booked their buddies for belts and hired more of their buddies to swell up the ranks of the NWO? NWO, and he mentions black and white, NWO Elite, etc. Was NWO Elite? What the fuck is that, dude?
That's there was NWO 2000 with Jeff Jarrett, Stevie Ray, and Scott Steiner.
There was not NWO Elite.
I'm pretty sure there wasn't. No, there was Wolfpack, Black and White, LWO, BWO.
Wow, that's fucking ridiculous, huh?
Yeah.
Remember the screw jobs and run-ins. Remember how it ended for WCW. NJPW is not completely recovering from Enochiisms. Now we have Gatoisms. What the fuck is this guy talking about? Junior heavyweight division is in shambles. They lost fucking Kushida. They're pushing guys with little to no talent, like the Monkeys of Doom.
First off, yeah. The heavyweight tag team title situation has always been dismal.
Yeah, they have fat slob who can barely move on payroll. Bad luck, fail. It's not even as good as fat fuck Fale, no, like we call him.
It's definitely not.
In meantime, they disrespect their vets and refs are told to act like blind morons. Why do you think Tiger Hattori quit? Why do you think Liger is quitting? Liger is not beat up as bad as Tenzan, and yet he is quitting.
I'm pretty sure Tiger Hattori didn't even quit. I'm pretty sure I seen him ref like a couple shows ago.
I just thought it was fucking cocksucker Gato.
That was the highlight of it. Like, I was taking a big gulp of water and I just about broke my computer with it.
Dude, these two, I don't even know which one to pick as the winner because they are both just so over the fucking top.
Let's go
with this one. Sent over by a good buddy, Scotty, from the Sad Pod.
Oh, Scotty. Fucking love you, Scotty.
The biannual Sat Pod.
Bicentennial.
Release like one episode a year. Get back on it, boys. But shout out to Scotty. I love that guy. He sent this one over to me. And as anybody, at Suplex City Limit, man, send me Mark Tank and I might use him. This one, it's Cheryl Gage. Now, I don't know what the fuck is going on because he's responding to a Food Network post.
I've seen this.
Yeah. He says, that wasn't Dana Brooke. The original Dana is shorter, stockier, and has more muscle. WWE does this all the time. Replace wrestlers with lookalikes, which means Brooke is officially gone from the WWE. She was a waste of talent anyways with her legacy family too.
Man. I didn't know that the guy I worked with fucking had Twitter.
Cheryl Gage.
Man, oh man. So
they
like,
do it all the time, dude. Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I get it. Like, there was one guy I worked with, I think I might have said it, that was adamant.
He thought it was a different Rey Mysterio, right?
Yeah, different Rey Mysterio, different Undertaker. And it's like, man, no.
Different Ultimate Warrior you hear all the fucking time.
Yes, people thought he died.
Fucking nonsense, because he got a haircut.
Yeah, he got a haircut and stopped doing so much roids because they weren't allowed to.
Yeah.
Fucking it was funny. A very lesbian haircut, though. It was like a haircut your 8-year-old sister would get.
That's fair. dude, a fake Dana Brooke, man.
Right? And what family legacy?
What family legacy is that?
I don't know. Like her UFC boy or bodybuilder boyfriend that choked and died on chicken?
Yeah. Maybe you should have just had a protein shake, bro.
Yeah. Fucking eat cleaner, bro.
It's even protein, bro.
Yeah, fuck, bro.
You talking about eating clean? You eat like fucking sour cream fucking wings and shit.
No, sour cream and onion. Yeah. Just dusted like the chips. It was fantastic.
Oh, boy. And this week's winner, his name is Saif Quadri on Twitter. He says, hello, Roman. My brother's credit card number is 5249-0305-1283-4400-EXP-621. 422. That's the CVV. Zip code 45241. Please use it to have a nice meal with your friends, Dean and Seth, before your match at Fastlane. Best of luck. Put his credit card information on Twitter, dude.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Dude, that might be the best Mark Tank ever. Dude. That last one was fantastic.
And with the profile picture and the name and like the profile on this dude, I think he's 100% legit, dude.
Oh, whatever fucking doubt he probably is. Like, there was a part of me that wanted to see if I could get like the network for a month. You know what I mean?
Someone should do it. I'm not going to do it. Yeah. Well, maybe I shouldn't condone that. But fuck, it'd be funny.
No, like, this is what I will condone. If somebody is stupid enough to put their credit card information on Twitter, like, if a company, and let's say they're mentally handicapped, right? What are you doing giving a mentally handicapped a fucking credit card?
I don't think I don't know. He just wants to buy a fucking, you know, he wants to buy the shield.
Right, dinner, DM them for fuck's sake. You know what I mean? Like, do something else. Don't put it out on Twitter. That's like, that's like when fucking, like, stupid people on Facebook, when they'll be like, put in your credit card pin here and see what happens to the photo. And like, you look, and like, I've seen so many people I know that will put in the pin. And it's like, you are such a fucking moron. And it's like, when you see, it's like, you'll scroll down, you see this picture. It's like, if you type 4 in the comments and press enter, come back to the picture and see what happens. It's like, guess what, guys? Nothing, because it's Facebook.
Yeah. Fuck. It's amazing. It's amazing what people put out there. Here, I'm going to just pulling it up here. I had a picture of it, but I'm going to pull it up. And let's see what this dude's profile is all about. Oh, he sent me a picture of it. No, never mind. Oh, I don't know. Fuck, never mind. I don't have it. That's my bad. So, yeah. Mark Tank. Holy shit. 6-star podcast. Meltzer rated.
Meltzer fucking rated, baby. We got this. We got this in the bag, bro.
Yeah. What's going down in the Federation? I started listening to your new episode today. Then I actually had to do some work, so I had to stop, but I will resume later. I agree with your brother. I also fucking love Alice in Chains.
He's a big fan of Alice in Chains. And out of all of those 90s grunge bands, Alice in Chains is one of my favorites as well.
I think they're the best. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, I agree. Well, we got International Incident, which came out last week. And up next on the docket will be WCW Hog Wild, close to Jim's neck of the woods. Once again, almost giving out his place of origin.
But it'll come out when someone doxes me for calling somebody a fucking homo or something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then on my other ventures, I mean, Semi Awesome Podcast, you can listen to that anywhere where we talk about random bullshit. Our next episode will be on a quest to Burger Baron. And yeah.
There you go. Check that shit out everywhere. MoFudge.com. Everywhere else podcasts are found. Where's the Semi Awesome Podcast at?
I don't want to say the domain because I'm not 100% sure. Okay. Just type in the Semi Awesome Podcast into any of your shit and you'll find it.
There it is.
I think it's like fatdogpod.com or something like that. I think.
Super Lake City Limits side of things, it's actually happening. I swear to you, we're recording it this weekend. Halloween Havoc 2000. So
I mean, you guys haven't been prolonging that one for too long.
That's true. Hopefully we'll have that up. That should be fun. It's the fucking shit show, as we only get to watch on pay-per-view take two. Want to give shout-outs to our friends at the THT Podcast. Much love to Shaheen and Boxman over there. Nuclear Heat Graphics, check it out. He's got all kinds of shit. He's got a new shield piece, which is pretty fucking awesome. Perfect time to buy that. Liger as well, great piece there you can get from Shaheen. He's a hell of an artist. Shout outs to Sat Pod, the Strap, Shooting the Shiznit, Wrestling's High Marks, Getting the Kona. What else we got?
Still miss you, Bobby Anthem.
I still miss Bobby Anthem. I'm gonna find that kid. Send him some. I want to know what he's up to. You know, like, what is he eating? Is he eating any Pringles and shit?
Yeah, is he eating Pringles? How's his cyber ride doing?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck. They catch up with Bobby. I don't know. I don't know what else we got, man. Kind of a short show.
I mean, she's clocking in probably at a cool 1 hour.
I mean, it's free. What do you want?
Yeah,
you
know? I mean, come on. Are you a Patreon subscriber? If you're not, then shut up. And if you are, I'm very sorry.
Yeah. I want to say this week, you know, just like a PSA, wear your fucking seatbelts, man.
Yeah,
when you're driving. Especially if you're going fast, man. This week earlier, dude, I was baked. I just got super baked out. And then I get this like text that my mother and stepfather were in a like head-on collision and I have to go to the hospital. It was like from a nurse or something. I was like, fuck me, dude.
Yeah, it's the last thing you want to hear.
Yeah, I almost had a panic attack on my way over there.
Dude,
I legit thought they were possibly dead or in comas or... All I knew is it was like on a highway and shit. Like at 50 miles an hour, they hit head on with a truck and like got fucking mad fucked up.
And mad like here in Canada, 50 doesn't sound too bad. But when you convert that in actual kilometers, it's holy shit. That's a it's a high speed head on collision.
They got hit by a big ass pickup. Luckily, they were also in a big ass pickup. That saved their life. If they were in a small ass car, I'd probably be fucking done.
Yeah, like if that was me and my Civic, it would be bye bye.
Yeah, not wearing seatbelts. So my mother like broke her foot and her knee and shit. Ended up on the floor. Fucking crazy, man.
It is wild.
So wear your fucking seatbelts. And you know, maybe we can, you know, maybe we'll get a lawsuit out of this and fucking. That'll be good.
Fuck yes, bro.
Open a fucking studio and shit.
Yeah. Give me a paying job, Jim.
That'd be great, huh? someday, dude, those advertising dollars are just gonna come pouring into the
those old commercials we play will finally turn into real ones and we'll be vindicated.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I didn't really got anything else. I'm going to a drag show tomorrow.
Ooh, man, I'm jealous of your drag shows you go to because I'd like to try one out.
Pretty good time. Last time was a Halloween one, and a drag queen like burst out of a fucking body bag. That was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure if we had a drag queen show or a drag show here, somebody would probably throw rocks at them.
Jesus.
Grand Prairie is a fucking horrible hick town. It is.
Bunch of fucking townies and shit.
Oh, dude, it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it's a fun time, man. Drag queens, drag kings. Last time I was there, there was like a dude rocking. This is the end of October, mind you. There's a dude rocking like tiny fucking brief underwear and a fucking bow tie. That was it. That's all he was wearing.
That's fun times. That's commitment.
Yeah, dude. It's a real fun time. And then your boy fucking Jay Vish, large and bearded and stoned. He's also there.
Ripped out of her, just clapping along. Big smile from ear to ear.
It's a good time. Always a fun time. I don't know. I ain't got anything else to talk about. You got anything to talk about?
No. I mean, if you're ever at Winging It, get some fucking sour cream and onion fucking wings.
Yeah. There you go. I think that about do it. We'll be back next week. We'll recap that Ring of Honor show. I don't know what else we got. The build to WrestleMania, dude. I would love to be brought into that. I would love to be stoked about it. You know, so maybe they'll do something to get our attention. I don't know.
No, the
Batista Triple H build is pretty decent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Batista Triple H build is pretty decent. The Bryan and AJ, or the AJ Styles and Randy Orton build has, you know, the short build that has been pretty good.
Yeah, he dropped a Dixie Carter reference on SmackDown.
Yes, I thought that was tanning with Dixie Carter in Florida.
Someone dug up. Did you see after that? Someone dug up this picture of like Orton from 2004, and he's posing in the corner, and in the crowd there's a sign, AJ Styles sign.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking dope.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But you know, that weekend is gonna be insane, dude. Takeover.
Yeah.
Like I was looking at the list. Let me look here. What's all on? Let's see here. I've got the docket of shows that are in the queue and ready to go for that weekend here. Let's see. I'm the fuck do we find this?
Well, I can start naming them off if you want. We've got...
Now, these are shows that I'm confirmed have
stream.
Stream for. Yeah. Ooh. Kaiju Big Battle. That's April 4th at 11 p.m. April 5th, Joey Janela Spring Break. That's actually 2 days worth of that shit. GCW, Josh Barnett's Blood Sport. That United We Stand show, which is Impact and Lucha Underground and MLW. So those shows are all on the docket to fucking try to watch. Kaiju Big Battle, man. That's gonna be fun.
Love Kaiju Big Battle. That's the one, when I went to WrestleMania weekend, that's the one show that I kicked myself for not going to.
Yeah. Also, MLW has a show that weekend, right? Battle is Riot?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Holy
they do. Yeah.
Fuck. That's
and
gonna be you,
on top of that, you've got the New Japan ROH Supercard of Honor. You've got NXT TakeOver. You've got WrestleMania.
Dude. We might have to do
a two part
show. Yeah, I like that. I don't mind doing the 0.5 shows. Those
yeah,
I
say
cool.
We do one show covering the main stuff from WrestleMania weekend, and the regular show on that Saturday would be the secondary stuff.
Good shit. Well, I think that will do it. We'll look forward to all that shit. But yeah, next week we'll be back with the Ring of Honor talk. And who knows what else will happen this week. So you have anything else to add other than getting the fucking sour cream and onion wings?
always clean under your foreskin.
If you have a foreskin.
That's true. As you can tell, obviously I do. I was like,
you really fucking TMI'd yourself there. I don't, in fact.
Not bad. I'll give you some more information. I got some hair in my asshole, too, so.
Well, on that bombshell, it is time to end. So, as always, we thank you very much for listening, supporting the show. Use that coupon code MADNESS, 15% off our t-shirts at PWTs. But we'll be back next week. Until then, we hope you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and most importantly, be excellent to each other.
White leather to the knee, we in the tropics. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from Flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty. Rock the short cap, kamikaze, burning cheese, Saganaki, Greek shit, whole team sick. Whole bitches from Cleveland on my dick because I rap. Fuck it, make it clap, throw the money in the air, then pick it up, I'll take that back, bitch. Hold me down, homie, throw me phony pounds. This Santa dollars like some crispy garlic, golden brown addicted, but ain't nothing prescripted. Baby clams from my talk, mix it up with the linguistics. Bitch, I'm high. White leather to the knee, we in the tropics. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from Flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty.
No, I hit you with that hot shit. Straight up off the block, roll up hot shit. Niggas just don't wanna go to school. Act like they are, but they not sick. Money all up in my pocket. Putting diamonds in everything. See me out, I look rich as fuck. Clothes smelling like Mary Jane. Ride coastal, been on airplane. Say these guys close, but these guys local. When they see me, they non-vocal. High as fuck, I need bifocals. Push got me moving slow-mo. Steak and egg to my dojo. Get some G's in there, need some weed. I'm near all these cars I own, ain't no keys in there. Tapping young niggas out. Rolling weed at an ounce. Now I got a bigger crib. Rapping what I'm living about. My hair long, my weed strong, so they staring. My weed strong, my money long, I ain't caring.
White leather to the knee, we in the tropics. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. straight from Flushing, man. We known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty.